Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. To hear God's word from the whole chapter, verses 1 through 26. Galatians chapter 5. And beginning in verse 1, these are God's words. So let's give our attention to the Lord. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well, who did hinder you, that ye should not obey the truth. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord, that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things which ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. And those are God's words. Well, praise the Lord, verse 1. For the freedom, the liberty, being set free from bondage to sin in Christ Jesus. As well, set free not to go back to that slavery. And as well, freedom from the old covenant law of worship, which we were but a copy and shadow of Christ, the real, who has come. We are set free. And so through verse 12, the Lord through Paul teaches us that this freedom does not come from the law. It doesn't come from being circumcised. But rather, if you're circumcised because you think that saves you, then you're actually required to do the whole law, and you failed to do that. And now you have turned from the Lord. But it doesn't come. Justification doesn't come through being circumcised. Rather, through verse 15, it comes through faith, as we've seen in the last few chapters unto justification in Christ alone. And therefore, this freedom should not move us unto sin or occasions of the flesh, but rather to love one another. To love one another. Instead of walking after the flesh, to walk after the Spirit. Because the Spirit wages war against the sinful flesh. The works of the flesh are here described, including those that are so prevalent in our world today, our nation today. Verse 19, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. There's much of that in our world today. It's filled with that. All right? That is the works, those are the works of the flesh. And he says, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom. Pay attention. They will not inherit the kingdom if they practice those things. To the end of the chapter, those who will inherit the kingdom of God see the fruit of the Spirit in their lives. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, or self-control. And so the command comes, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, having that fruit of the Spirit. Not seeking in pride, vanity, or our own glories, but rather loving one another. And that's the call here. If we are free, and we must be free to love, and not to go into the works of the flesh and sin. So let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give you praise for your word that teaches us what the fruit of the Spirit is in part. We know that there's other fruit of the Spirit we find throughout the Scripture described. But here, that which is brought out very clearly, which we often remember. Father, we pray that you would work this fruit in each one of the hearts who are present here this evening. That this fruit we would know and we would see as a testimony that you have worked by your Holy Spirit in our hearts, granted faith, and brought salvation to each of our lives. We pray that that would be true of each one, from the youngest unto the oldest. We pray for the salvation of your elect, the salvation of your people. We plead that we would be used as instruments, as mere frail, weak instruments, that you would show forth your strength and power and saving unto yourself. Now, people who will worship you and praise you forever. And that you have done to many and for many of us. You've turned us from our sins, caused us to repent of our sins, giving us that grace unto life, and granted us the gift of faith unto salvation. We know that this is not of our own working. It is you working in us unto your glory. And this, for this, we give you all praise. And we come bowing our hearts before you, confessing that none of this has come. No fruit has come that is good of your Spirit has come except of you, of your Spirit. It is not of our working of ourselves. For apart from Christ, we have learned in John 15, we can do nothing. And so, Father, we give you praise for how you work in us by your grace, by your Spirit, the Spirit of Christ Jesus. Further, Father, we do pray for the church here, our congregation, that you would turn us from our sins and our worldly passions and lusts, which still plague us, we could say. It still trouble us as we continue in sin. But we do not continue in sin that grace may abound. We hate our sin. We desire that all sin be put out from us, put to death. And so work that by your Spirit in us, Father. That you would grant us true sanctification and cleansing of our sin. Father, we pray that you would work that fruit in us, that we would have the fruit, not just so others could see us, but for your sake, for your glory, for the spread of the gospel, for the spread of unity in the church, that we would grow in unity according to the truth and keep that peace that we have with one another, that we have in that unity. Father, we do pray also that You would keep growing us in doctrine, that we would keep pursuing, desiring the truth, that You would grow us in knowledge and understanding and wisdom, as we prayed this morning. And Father, we plead that You would make us to be those who bear testimony of Your truth before the world, before our friends, before the people that we see at the grocery store, the people that we see at work, the people even in our families, our children and grandchildren. You would make us to be faithful to all we come in contact with, that the gospel would be proclaimed, and many would believe unto salvation. And of those who will, Father, we put our faith in You, knowing You will do Your good work, that we cannot save them ourselves. No amount of effort, not all the effort we could ever give in all our lifetime, could save one person. But You, by Your grace, can save all that You have determined to save, that You have decreed to save, and You have elected, and that You've predestined unto adoption. And so save them, even through Your weak instruments. And Father, we pray for our nation as well. Not only that You would sanctify the church, You would change the nation. We pray for the salvation of many, even our rulers, all the citizens, but our rulers, the kings and rulers in authority. Father, we ask that You would, knowing that it is Your will to save different types of people, from the greater types of people to the lesser, from the rich to the poor, our Father, we ask that You would save in this nation, and that this nation would be led to covenant with Christ Your Son, that this nation would be led to abhor the many atrocities and sins and heinous evils and wickedness that is now exalted, even by our rulers and by those who are popular or famous. Father, that all those would be brought down who would so exalt in false things and evil and lies and sin. And that Christ Your Son would be exalted in the hearts of all the people of this nation. But we know and we confess that that must begin with the house of God. That begins with revival that You must send. And to Your people who have rebelled against You, who have rebelled against the truth. And Father, we pray that You would turn us back to You, and You would turn back to us, and You would send Your Spirit and power and send reviving of Your people to bring about reformation of Your people in heart and doctrine, and that the church would be all the more strengthened to proclaim the good news, to bring such a turn of events in this nation as that this nation would covenant with Christ Your Son. And we believe that will happen at some time. We do not know when, but You do. For You have promised it to occur. For You have said that all nations will bow the knee and all rulers will come and bring gifts even to Christ Your Son. And so we pray for our nation. We pray for our presbytery as well, that You would grant the men to fill the pulpits, godly men, men who love Your Word, love who to proclaim Your Word and teach Your Word and shepherd with and according to Your Word. Make them bold and zealous and not fearers of men, but fearers of God alone. Our Father, we pray as well for the ministers and the former ministers who have become weak in their body and their mind. We pray and ask for Pastor Yelton, that You would strengthen him in his body, that he would be able to preach again. We pray that You would be with Pastor Drost and Pastor Rice, You would, as their desire is to worship, not only to worship, but to serve as pastors again. And yet, even though fairly young, you have brought maladies upon them in which they're unable to serve. And so we do pray for them that you would strengthen them again, but we do pray especially that you would provide for their families. We know it is not easy for them to be provided for as men who are under such maladies. And so, Father, grant your provision to them. Father, also we ask that you would uphold us, cause not false teachings to come forth from this church, but keep us to be true, make us to be humble, even your servant and any servant who preaches before us. Father, we pray that the truth would be exalted and proclaimed, even to a better understanding of your word in each of our hearts, and a growth, that you would produce a growth in faith even this evening in preparing us for the Lord's Supper next Lord's Day. Father, we pray for Dina, who's really struggling with her muscles in her back. Strengthen her and heal her. Father, we pray for any other who might not be feeling well. Strengthen them. We pray for Carla that you would give her rest. And as well for Boaz, and if any others in the Helm family get sick, we pray that you would heal them. We praise you for bringing Sheila back to us. We're thankful her surgery has gone well and she's able to go back to work this week. Pray that everything would go well for her and you would strengthen her, not only in body but in mind, to do the work that she must do. And Father, strengthen all of us to serve you, to serve well, to work diligently in all our various jobs that we have, whether in the home or out of the home, that your name and all that we do would be praised. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.